morning. Ein Yaakov, Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, and Ein Yaakov Vor again on page Kuftet. We have a few more sessions to discuss this Gemara. We're going to see altogether five different ways to understand it, but we're still on the first way, which is that Hashem actually wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach then and there in the middle of the first Beis HaMikdash. So let's read the Gemara again, and we're going to read a little more today before stopping. So this is the Nevuah in Yeshaya regarding the birth of Chizkiah. It says, upon the one with greatness and dominion and boundless peace. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Darash Bar Kapara B'tzipori Mipnema Kol Mem Shvem Tzativa Ptuchav Zostuma. Why is every mem in the middle of a word open, and this one, the mem of Lamar Bay, is closed? It's a mem, it's what we call a mem sofit, a final mem. Bikesh HaGadosh Baruch Hu Lasot Chizkiah Mashiach. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach v'Sancheirev Gog U'Magog, and he wanted to make Sancheirev Gog U'Magog. Amra Midat HaDin b'Fnei HaGadosh Baruch Hu. Midat HaDin said before HaGadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, Ma David Melech Yisrael Shemar Kama Shirot Tishpachot Lefanecha Lo Asito Mashiach. David, Melech Yisrael, who sang many songs and praises before you, you did not make him Mashiach. Chizkiah, shasite l'kol ha'nisim alalu v'lo amar l'fanecha shirat tzeseo Mashiach. Chizkiah, for whom you did all these miracles, he was saved from Sancheirev and he recovered from his illness, and he did not sing Shira, you should make him Mashiach. Now, what we've seen so far is, first of all, four different explanations about, so why is the mem closed? Rashi says either because Hashem's plan got closed, it didn't come to fruition, or because Hashem wanted to close up the tzaros of Yisrael by making Chizkiah Mashiach, and that didn't happen. Or, well, not because it didn't happen, because that's what Hashem wanted to do. Or because Chizkiah's mouth was closed and he did not sing Shira. Those three are from Rashi, and the Yad Ramah added that to distinguish it from the mem of Mashiach, which is a regular mem, so here it uses a final mem. The Chida interprets, in light of the Gemara, interprets the pasuk Lamarbei Hamisra Ul Shalom Ein Ketz. The Nevuah is saying that Hashem will give Chizkiah peace, Shalom, but Ein Ketz, but it won't be the Ketz. So that's actually what the Nevuah was, of course. Until it happened, wasn't understood what it was, but that the Nevuah would be that Chizkiah, that the Nevuah was that Chizkiah would not be Mashiach. The Pashut Pshat of the Pasuk is that Ein Ketz modifies L'Shalom, as the article translates, boundless peace. But you could read it, L'marbe Hamisra Ul Shalom, but Ein Ketz, but there won't be the end, that he won't be Mashiach. We also saw that the Maral says that the connection between Shira and Mashiach is that a person singing is bringing the feelings that you have inside, bringing them to fruition, and Mashiach is bringing the world to fruition. And so, just like Chizkiah wasn't complete, or Chizkiah's generation wasn't complete, Maral also says that Chizkiah didn't sing Shira because he knew it wasn't time. Not that he forgot or didn't think of it, but he intentionally didn't do it. So that's where we...
was the Maral that said, you know, I was reading something yesterday, at the time they were saying that the reason that he didn't sing was because the generation was on such a low level, it was coming down. You know,
that's implied in the Maral that Chizkiah knew it wasn't the right time, that the generation wasn't worthy. And we'll see more about that, just quickly summarizing what we've learned so far. Okay, so the Gemara continues, Miyad Patcha Aretz Amar Lefanav. So the earth opened up its mouth, so to speak, and said before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Ani Omer Lefanecha Shira Tachat Tzadik Zev Asiyah Mashiach. I will sing in place of this tzaddik and make him Mashiach. And Maral said that, what does that mean? Because the earth said, maybe he and his generation are not complete because I'm complete. When there's a tzaddik living on the earth is complete. So I've achieved my purpose, so make Chizkiah Mashiach. Patchav Amra Shira Lefanav, and the earth did sing Shira Shinamar Miknaf Haaretz Mirat Shamanu Tzviel Tzadik. It says, from the ends of the earth, we heard songs, Tzvi Latzadik, literally, glory to the Tzadik, but Gemara will interpret it differently. Amar Sar Shalom Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shalom, Asei Tzivyono Latzadik Zeh. Do the will of this Tzadik, make Chizkiya Mashiach. Yatzta Bat Kol Vamra, Razi Li. Bat Kol came out and said, My secret is mine. Amar Navi Oili. These are all quotes from the same Pasuk in Yeshaya Chavdala Tedzayin. Oili Admatai, how long will it be? Yatzta Bat Kol Vamra, Bugdim Bagadu, Veged Bugdim Bagadu, Vamarava Vitim Rav Yitzchak, Ad Atu Bazoze, Uvazozi De Bazozi. Until there's been multiple lootings, either multiple lootings of the Jewish people, or we also saw a pshat that Babylonians who looted the Jewish people will be looted by the Persians, and they'll be looted by the Greeks, and they'll be looted by the Romans. Now skip a page in the Gemara to page Kuf Yud Daled in the Ein Yaakov Avar, paragraph Samachet, and we'll come back, but for now, skip to paragraph Samachet. Tana Mishum Rabbi Papias. It was taught in the name of Rabbi Papias. Ginaihu l'chizkiyahu v'siyato shalom u'shira. It's a disgrace, or it's embarrassing for Chizkiyah and his entourage that did not sing Shira ad shepatcha aretz v'amar Shira, until the earth sang Shira for them. Shenamar miknaf aretz v'amar shemanu tzvila tzadik. Begomer, etc. Kayotze b'davar tamer. Similarly, you can say, Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Hashem asher yitzil lechem. Yitro said to Moshe, blessed is Hashem who saved you from Paro and Mitzrayim. Tana Mishum Ravi Papias, Genaihu L'Moshe V'Shishim Ribo Shalom Amru Baruch Ad Shva Yitro V'Mar Baruch Hashem. It's a disgrace for Moshe and 600,000 people that they did not say Baruch until Yitro came and said Baruch Hashem. Now, they did sing Shira. They sang Az Yashir. But apparently there's another criticism here that they did not say Baruch Hashem. So the Mara seems to be connecting it, right? It's the same person, Rabbi Papias, and they're adjacent in the Gemara. There seems to be a connection. So the Torah Chaim on Sanhedrin asks a question that we asked last week. So the earth said, I will sing Shira for Chizkiyah. So he says, Tema? This is a wonder. Can a person say to another person, oh, don't say Shema today, don't say Shema Esrei today, I'll do it for you. I'm not talking about being motzi someone, which you could do with Shema Esrei, which Shema you can't. You can't be motzi someone with Shema. I'm talking about, you stay home, you go do something else, and I'll daven for you. Is that possible? Of course not. So in Kain Hachanami, Kevan Shal Chizkiyah Mutal Omar Shira, since Chizkiyah should have sang Shira, Kipat Charis Omar Shira Tachtav, Mai Mahanyale, what good does it do if the earth sang for him? V'od Kashe, and furthermore, he brings the Gemara, the second Gemara that we just did. D'besamuch D'kamar Gnayu L'Moshe V'Shishim Yivosh Shalomu Baruch Adshma Yitrov Amar Baruch Hashem. Hi Baruch Maya Vidite. If Moshe Rabbeinu is and the Jewish people are faulted for not saying, blessed is Hashem, then what good does it do that Yisro said it for them? V'nirah. So it appears that the answer to both of these questions is as follows. If a person experienced a miracle, he has to give thanks, and he has to say a bracha. As explicit Gemara in Brachos, arba'at tzrichim lodot. There are four who need to give thanks. So you see, a person has to give thanks. And then it says, Maim of Arech, what is the blessing? Am Rav Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. It's the bracha of what we call Birkas HaGomel. Incidentally, there's a mistake that people make when saying Birkas HaGomel, which is to not read from the Siddur. And because people aren't reading from the Siddur, they think they're correcting the grammar, and they're actually misunderstanding the bracha. Bracha is HaGomel L'Chayavim Tovot. You give chayavim, those who are guilty, tovot, good things. The word chayavim is masculine. The word tovot is feminine, because the tovot is not modifying the chayavim. It's not saying, you often hear people say, I heard this a couple of days ago, someone says, Hagomel chayavim tovim. Because he changes from tovot to tovim, from feminine to masculine, because he thinks that tovim modifies the chayavim. They're guilty, but they're good. It's not what it means. It means you do good things, tovot, for guilty people. So that's best advice if a person's saying Birkas Gomel, read it from a sitter. Say it correctly. So if a person has a private miracle, he has to say Birkas Gomel. And if it's a public miracle, then they have to say Shira. As Gemara says, who invented Hallel? It was the Nevi'im among the Jewish people after Kriyas Yamsuf who said Hallel. Hallel is a Shira. And we also find that Dvorah, after Sisera was defeated, sang Shira. And it's Nadvim Ba'am Baruchu Ata Hashem. And they had to say in their Shira, Baruchu Hashem, bless, they had to bless Hashem. So you see that there's a requirement for Shira. If it's a private miracle, there's a requirement for a bracha. And if it's a public miracle, there's a requirement for Shira and a bracha. So where's the line between an individual and Rabim? I don't know. But here we're talking about the entire kingdom of Yehuda, or the entire Jewish people who crossed the Yamsuf. Clearly, that's a Rabim. So the Taras Chaim says it's true that after Kriyas Yamsuf, they sang Shira, they sang Az Yashir. But that's not enough, because they didn't also say Baruch Hashem, or some form of Birkas HaGomel. Birkas HaGomel probably hadn't been invented yet, because our brachos are all from much later period. The time of the second base of Hamikdash is where most of our brachos come from. But some form of Baruch Hashem, they should have said. Now, if someone else says Birkas HaGomel and you say Amen, you're Yotze. So when Yisro said Baruch Hashem, he seems to be assuming that all the Jewish people heard that. So therefore, he was able to fulfill their obligation. So that answers the second question. What good was it that Yisro said Baruch Hashem if the Jewish people didn't say it? He's assuming that they heard and were Yotze, their obligation, when he said it. In came b'sha'ashamar Yitro lifnei Moshe v'chol Yisrael, when Yisro said in front of Moshe and all of Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, mistama kolam anu v'amru amen. We can assume everyone said amen, and they were Yotze. Similarly, v'chem b'sha'ash shamu Chizkiah b'siyato shvat ha'aretz v'marash shira, when Chizkiah and his entourage heard the earth sing Shira, as the pasuk says, miknaf ha'aretz mirot shamanu, from the ends of the earth, we heard songs. Apparently, they heard them. Exactly what did it sound like? I don't know. But they heard the earth singing Shira. Mistama anu kulam v'amru amen. Presumably, everyone said amen. So that's how the earth singing Shira, according to Taras Chaim, solved the problem. And therefore, they fulfilled their obligation. He then discusses a halachic issue. This is brought in poskim, that a woman gives birth, so there's a question whether nowadays giving birth is dangerous and even requires Birkas HaGomel. It still has risks, not the way it did 100 years ago, but it still has risks.
More dangerous nowadays than flying a plane.
So should a woman say Birkas HaGomel? So there is a minhag that the first Shabbos that a woman comes to shul after giving birth, give her husband an aliyah. And the reason for that is that when the husband says Barchu, so according to this custom, a woman does not say Birkas HaGomel after giving birth, but when she should be there when her husband gets an aliyah, and when he says Barchu, he should have in mind, and she should have in mind, that it takes the place of Birkas HaGomel. Because just like Yisro did not say the actual language of Birkas HaGomel, he said, Baruch Hashem. Okay? Baruch Hashem, now he said, Asher Hitzil, who saved you. But when a husband says, Baruch Hashem Barach, and he, Baruch Hashem Barach, rather, and then he says, Baruch Hashem Barach Lulam Ba'ed, so he should have in mind, and his wife should have in mind, that is a substitute for Birkas HaGomel. And this is actually brought in Poskim. So that is Taras Chaim's explanation for how the earth singing Shira was a substitute for Chizkiah. But it wasn't enough of a substitute, but Chizkiah wasn't Mashiach. So we discussed some why Chizkiah did not sing Shira. I'd like to talk about that in some more depth. It would give us an understanding of a couple of different concepts. There's a sefer called Snif Melucha, means the turban of kingship, I guess, by Rabbi Meir Arya Rise, or Reis. He's a contemporary Talmud Chacham, very well respected. I don't know if he's a rabbi or Rosh Yeshiva or something somewhere, but he's the editor of the Yeshurun journal that I've quoted here a number of times, and very respected Talmud Chacham. So he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes a Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, which says, there were four kings, and each one asked something different. David, Asa, Yoshafat, and Chizkiyahu. These were all kings of the dynasty of David HaMelech. David said, Erdof oivai vasigeim, let me chase my enemies and catch them. Pasuk in Tehillim. Asa said, I don't have the strength to kill my enemies. I will chase them, and you, Hashem, take care of them. Yoshafat said, I don't have the strength even to chase my enemies, but I will sing Shira, and you take care of the rest. Chizkiah said, I don't have the strength to chase them or to kill them or even to sing Shira. I'll go to sleep, and you take care of everything. One could understand that Medrash as saying that each of these is a higher level. David says, I'll go to war. Hashem, help me, I'll go to war. Chizkiah says, I can't do any of that. I'll go to sleep. And I know that Hashem will take care of everything. I have bitachon. Hashem's going to take care of everything. And that is part of what made Chizkiah deserving of being Mashiach. One thing we talked about last week in our historical overview, there's Gemara that's coming up a little later in this parak, that in Chizkiah's time, every single child, even the children, everyone, even the children, were well-versed in even the most esoteric areas of halacha. So Chizkiah was the, as opposed to Chizkiah's father, who closed up shuls and yeshivas, in Chizkiah's time, it was a complete flowering of Torah learning. That was one of his merits. And his other great merit that we see here was his extreme level of bitachon and trust of God. And he said, God, I'll go to sleep, and I know when I wake up in the morning, Sancheirov will be gone. I have complete faith. And it's because of those things that Chizkiah merited to be Mashiach. At first glance, that Medrash seems to argue with our Gemara. According to that Medrash, it seems that Chizkiah did a good thing by not singing Shira. Expressed his bitachon. I don't even need to. According to our Gemara, Chizkiah is criticized for not singing Shira. Now, just as an aside, there are other Mefarshim who also explain Chizkiah's not singing Shira as the result of his great bitachon. The Eitz Yosef on Medrash Shir Shirim Rabbah, Perek Dalad, paragraph Yotet, says, when do you sing Shira? When you were frightened, the Jewish people were frightened at the Yam Suf, and they were saved, so they burst into song. Chizkiah was never frightened. He was so confident in Hashem's salvation. He had such trust in Hashem. He was never frightened. So he had nothing to sing about. Because that's what he thought. The Eitz Yosef explains is a similar explanation in Ein Eliyahu on Ein Yaakov. He gives several reasons why Chizkiah didn't sing, and that was one of them. And he elaborates and says that Chazal say that if a person learns Torah lishma, a person learns Torah with proper motivations, he will live on a plane that's above natural existence. And as I just mentioned, in Chizkiah's time, Torah learning flowered to a greater degree than it had in centuries. Surely they were learning Torah lishma. And so Chizkiah lived on a plane above nature. And so to him, it was no big deal that he woke up in the morning and Sankhair's army, 185,000 people, were dead. Just things like that just happen when you're on that level. Another reason, according to the Ein Eliyahu, why Chizkiah did not sing Shira was that there's a discussion whether a person should rejoice when at his enemy's downfall. The commentary called the Tzlach, Note of Yehuda, says that there are two reasons why Hashem could save you from your enemies, either because you deserve to be saved or because they deserve to be defeated. So if your enemies deserved what they got, then you're allowed to sing Shira, because then the happiness is complete. However, if they didn't deserve what they got, then Hashem is, so to speak, sad that he has to choose one of his creations over another one of his creations. Hashem chooses the Jewish people over their enemies, but their enemies are also creations of Hashem. Hashem is not as happy, so to speak, and therefore one does not sing Shira. So,
but Yoshia, so why was Hashem sad in that case? The
That's exactly what Sachter is saying. So that relates to the Gemara in Brachos, but he's saying that the Egyptians at that point did not yet deserve what they got. That's a different sugya. It's a good question. It's a different sugya. But he's learning, based on the Zohar, that the Egyptians did not actually deserve everything they got, and therefore the angels were not allowed to sing Shira. And the whole discussion, why can the angels weren't allowed to sing and we were allowed to sing, that's a different discussion. But it's a good question. So Chizkiah thought that Sancheirav did not yet deserve what he got, and therefore, and he was only destroyed because the Jewish people had to be saved, and therefore it was not the time for Mashiach to come. It was not the end of time. The Goyim, maybe Sancheirav deserved it, but the Goyim, there were other Goyim with him, whatever it was, and therefore it was not yet time to sing Shira. It wasn't time for Mashiach to come. So that's another explanation. Yes. Not from the Vilna Gaon. No. The author of Ein Eliyahu is Eliyahu Shik. He lived in the 1800s in Lithuania, but it's not the Vilna Gaon. In any event, we see a number of Mefarshim who explain that the reason Chizkiah did not sing Shira was because his bitachon was so great that he wasn't impressed. He wasn't impressed by the miracles that he saw. People tell stories that hashkacha pratis that they had. This amazing thing happened, that amazing thing happened. And the truth is, even for us, we're not on the level of Chizkiah. But if a person pays attention in his life and sees all the amazing things that happen, at some point, you, so to speak, stop being so impressed. Not that a person, we see that Chizkiah made a mistake, he should have sung Shira, but you start to realize it's not unusual that these amazing things happen. They happen all the time. We just have to notice them. So that is why Chizkiah did not sing Shira. And now, according to that, it would seem that our Gemara is arguing with that Medrash. That Medrash is saying Chizkiah was so great that he didn't sing Shira because he wasn't so impressed by it. And our Gemara is saying he should have sung Shira. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Reis, or Reis, not sure of the correct pronunciation, says that the ordinary thinking is that before the miracle happens, you should have bitachon that Hashem will do a miracle, or that Hashem will take care of everything. And after the miracle happens, that's the time to sing Shira. But Rabbi Papias in our Gemara, who's saying that it's a disgrace for Chizkiah that he did not sing Shira, is because a person on Chizkiah's level who was so confident that a miracle would happen that he went to sleep without a worry in the world, he should have sang Shira even before going to sleep, even before the miracle happened. Because just like by Hashem, there's no past, present, and future. So by a person who's so connected to Hashem, there's no past, present, and future, in a sense. So if he was so confident that a miracle would happen that he just went to sleep, he should have sung Shira before he went to sleep. And that's what Rabbi Papias is criticizing him for. in contrast to the Medrash, which seems to be praising him for just going to sleep and not seeing Shira. Then he continues and he says that there's another way to understand it in which the Medrash and the Gemara are not arguing. The Medrash is praising Chizkiah's bitachon for why he didn't sing Shira. And on a certain level, that's understandable. However, that's not appropriate for a person who is going to be Mashiach. Because what's the purpose of Mashiach? The purpose of Mashiach is to reveal Hashem. If a person says, I have such trust in Hashem that I don't need to praise Him, I'm so used to Hashkacha Pratis in my life that I don't need to point it out, that's actually okay on a personal level. But that's not okay on a Mashiach level, because Mashiach's job is to publicize Hashem. And so by not singing Shira, Chizkiah didn't do something wrong on a personal level, but he disqualified himself from being Mashiach. He's not a person who's going around publicizing Hashem, and therefore he can't be Mashiach. Rabbi Reis continues, why did the earth feel the need to sing Shira? Because we know, we go back in history of the world, Hashem created Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon should have been the perfect human being. There would not have been all the exiles and suffering that we've had and a need to wait for Mashiach. The world would have come to its perfection immediately in the life of Adam Rishon. He just had not eaten from that tree. The whole idea of waiting for Mashiach is to correct the sin of Adam Rishon. But what was the first sin in the history of the world? It wasn't Adam Rishon's sin of eating from the tree. What was the first sin that happened? Hashem told the earth, grow trees that taste like fruit. And the earth, however, whatever it means that the earth can argue with Hashem, it's beyond us, but the earth disobeyed. And the earth gave forth trees that grow fruit, not trees that taste like fruit. Explicit psukim in the beginning of Bereishis, and Rashi explains that Hashem told the earth, grow trees that taste like fruits, and the earth instead grew trees that grow fruits. That was the first sin. And there are farshim to talk about this, could be a shir in itself, connection between that and why and Adam Rishon eating from the tree. But that was the first sin. The first creation that sinned was not Adam Rishon, it was the earth. So if the purpose of Mashiach is to fix everything, the earth feels some guilt. When the earth heard that Mashiach was not coming yet, Chizkiah could not be Mashiach, the earth felt guilty. I'm the one who created this mess in the first place. So let me sing Shira and let Chizkiah be Mashiach. That is Rabbi Reis's explanation. One last thing for today. We're going to come back to this Gemara several more times. And as I mentioned before, we're going to see a total of 5 different explanations. All of this right now is on the assumption that when Gemara says Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach, it meant right there in the middle of the first Beis Hamikdash, Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach. The Chidah asks, because he didn't sing Shira, all of world history should change. The Beis Hamikdash should have to be destroyed twice. We should suffer, he says, for hundreds of years, really for thousands of years. He says, let Hashem forgive the not singing Shira if Chizkiah was otherwise worthy of being Mashiach. Let Hashem forgive him. So he says, he brings Zohar that says that when the Jews sang Az Yashir, all of their sins were forgiven. And what Agamar is saying is that Chizkiah personally did deserve to be Mashiach. But as Yitzi mentioned earlier, the generation was not worthy. There was still Avodah Zarah around. And there were still people in Chizkiah's time who had lived in his father's time and had done Avodah Zarah. If Chizkiah had sung Shira together with the Jewish people, their sins would have been forgiven, and then he could have been Mashiach. But since he didn't sing Shira, their sins held up the Geula. And then he brings the explanation of the Pasuk, as I've already mentioned, and another explanation for the closed mem. He said, in the middle of a word, he says that the mem is closed in the middle of the word to say that Mashiach should have come in the middle of history, instead of Mashiach coming at the end after the four exiles. Mashiach was ready to come. Hashem was ready to bring Mashiach in the middle of history, in the middle of the first Beis Hamikdash. And it got closed, the plan got closed up. That's the closed mem in the middle of the word. And Pasuk says, Ein Keitz, in other words, because they didn't sing Shira, Mashiach did not come. So that is the Chida's explanation of the significance of Chizkiah not singing Shira. Okay, we'll stop there, and tomorrow we'll continue with a different explanation of the idea of Chizkiah being Mashiach. Have a good day.